the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
Family-friendly episode.
Well, we'll see.
I'll break your fucking legs like that kid on the trampoline. I'll be generic like my name was Kevin Steen. I've been in this game for a minute, being nasty and funny is a motherfucking gimmick. Dog, you wonder, smell me? We pretty as fuck, five on wiki feet. We on Dukes, fuck a hell me. Get into us like a Swifty and Kelsey. Like two cans, just follow your nose. Seal that shit up, we've been kissed by a rose. We coming up on the game like that dude Palo. If you don't know, give us a follow. We got all the treats your ears can hear. We high class ratchet like a $20 beer. You got guns, we got cash and smell drafts. That's sniffing Wes's son for that ass. We fart incense that smells of Christmas. Don't dismiss the way we go piss. James got a whistle dick, it sounds foul. You can get these nuts, just step away from crisp towel. Andy drops rhymes that'll get you so lit. Let me pass it to my boy Hank Milley for a bit. I want to suck
your dick. Oh my God. Hank McMillan house is in this. I can't believe I started with Nat King Cole and then we got to Hank McMillan house.
Don't worry, I'll tickle your bells. Well, TDP drafts holiday smells.
Oh my God.
Hank with the feature, bro. Yeah, man. Damn. It's gotta be Christmas. We got Hank with the feature.
I cannot believe the array of emotion that all the music fucking combined just created.
I really blessed Andy's track on that one. Yeah.
My God. Oof.
Sorry, J. Cole and Drake. Song and feature of the year. That's right. Oh, man. Fucking holiday man. Smells.
Holiday smells.
Ching, ching, ching.
Here we go.
Ching, ching.
Let's roll these balls.
Let's roll those balls.
Here, get your pussy off stage.
Uh-oh.
Drew's beard in the pussy.
Oh, shit.
Beard in the pussy.
All right.
You think that's a kink?
That's a move when it gets to the don't touch me face. Like, it's too sensitive. You give the beard a little.
And that's little, crazy because that's like 25 little fingers.
It is.
So I guess I could see why that would be like a thing.
Yeah.
The beard?
But you can't have like a smooth beard. You gotta have like one of them coarse ones. I'm talking about like that Duck Dynasty beard.
Like this the rusty girl brush I got below my mouth.
There, I get it now. Dude, you're like a non-vibrating Howard Stern private parts speaker upside down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Do you guys watch that scene a lot?
I feel like that would translate through the beard, so I feel like, yeah, this is all correct.
Yeah.
And yes, I watch that scene every morning when I wake up. Howard! I like when she does that.
It's kind of weird, right? Like, for some people, like, words will give them a harder boner than like images.
Is this scientific?
I think so.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. There's times I've
Drew's gotta put his tablet down to really get into this. He's really
I go to do my thing.
Yeah.
And I want to use more imagination.
Okay.
The magic. So I'll put it on as background noise.
Okay.
And you know what I mean?
Close your eyes?
And close my eyes.
Holy shit.
Like the,
so I do get what you're saying.
You have the porn going full volume.
Yeah, full volume.
Your next door neighbor and the children just listening to it at full blast volume, speaker on the ground.
Yeah. I actually have outdoor speakers.
Okay.
Yeah. Place
like
to the neighborhood.
That, your iPad is up on a stand, like a family picture, on like a little picture stand, right? Mm-hmm. And then like you just turn it and put it on its face, so you don't see any video, but you just hear it.
Yeah.
And it's like shake your, you're like you wave your hand at the iPad. And then you turn it over and just put it down. Kind of like mother lover.
When people put a family picture down on their desk because they don't want them to know the bad things they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, all those greedy corporate fucks.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think some people, like, that's their thing is like, because think about it like this, right?
Like some people just say, "Hey Howard," and oh god,
Howard.
Think about it like this: is there more, say, 6 to 10s, right, in terms of like how they look, right?
Uh huh.
From a visual standpoint, or from an audio standpoint,
and we're drafting smells today.
Senses, man. Make sense.
Make it make sense. I think there's probably more 6s to 10s in audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why
that's why if you're blind, it's actually good.
That's why the saying a face for radio exists. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Compare my voice to my face. But that's also they always say that, like, about the like 1-900 numbers, right? It's always like, you know, they always say like, oh yeah, it was probably some giant girl or something like that. Who's just also, like, hi, how are you?
It could be a dude. Mm-hmm. Remember the Manti Te'o story?
No.
When I heard that voice on Dr. Phil, I was big time into this story. When I heard that voice on Dr.
I thought you were saying, I thought you were saying when you heard the voice, you got big time into it. Like, oh man, once I heard that voice, I was all in on this fucking catfish story.
Who is it? Who is this and what is this? Manti?
So Manti Te'o in like probably like 2009.
Oh, football. Mm-hmm.
He was a linebacker for Notre Dame, All American.
Up for the Heisman as a linebacker, which is fucking insane.
So he's like, he was massive, and then like, you know, he didn't get necessarily like drafted as high, but basically the story came out that he got catfished by this dude that was playing a girl in Hawaii. And the story just blew up and like everybody was into it. And like, even like the one dude that was doing the girl voice went on like Dr. Phil or something. And like, they did tests and like, even to the testing, you couldn't really tell that it was not a girl.
Yeah.
The Manti Te'o catfish controversy, a complete timeline.
I think there's a Netflix on it.
Yeah, I was going to say that Netflix, it's not 30 for 30, but Netflix kind of has like their own 30 for 30 type thing. And one of them was the Manti Te'o thing.
Oh my God, that was fucking, you know, that could
have one. What is that show called?
Catfished, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because they have one that's like, I think they had one about the and one.
Yeah.
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 Okay. That's pretty, I've never heard of that. Tapes. I'm going to have to dig into that timeline later.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe I missed that whole deal, or maybe I just don't remember, but.
Well, and he was at IMG while all of the story got, like, next level. Yeah. He was at IMG preparing for the draft.
Oh, so,
like,
shit.
Like, when they interviewed him and stuff like that, it was from IMG. Is in Bradenton, where we were all kind of lived. So yeah, pretty wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta hear this
James
voice.
James is just down the block from IMG.
I know. Yeah. I gotta hear this voice.
I mean, several blocks, but
you do have to hear this.
I need to hear this voice bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I really, honestly. I think it was like a two-parter episode or something. And
all right, so we're switching it up to Christmas sounds.
Yeah, first time I think I have actually watched a Dr. Phil show. Like, I fucked hard with, like, Richard Bay and, you know, Jerry Springer. Loved those, but never really got into, like, a Doc Phil.
What is Richard Bay?
Okay.
It's like the same thing as Springer, right? But, like, before it, and also at points, it was a little sluttier.
Okay. Do you remember that? You guys remember that the guy who, like, wrote and everything, like, The Son of the Beach?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, he had his own fake talk show at night. Like,
yeah. It was fucking hilarious. Dude,
it was like a parody of all those shit, and it was fucking great. Oh, I wish I could remember what the fuck it was called. That show was Son of the Beach was so, it's probably super inappropriate now, but at the time, shit was great.
I'm gonna be honest, Richard Bay show might have been the first time that I had seen like drag queens, kind of like from not like a movie perspective or, you know, like two Wong Fu type shit. But like,
yeah,
I think it was the first time like I was like, whoa, those dudes look like ladies.
I know Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Timothy Stack is the guy.
Timothy Stack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the show. Oh my God. It was so fucking, I remember it was on E! Entertainment Television late at night all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along with Son of the Beach and like all of his stuff.
Reach out to me if you watched Richard Bay though.
Yeah. Reach out.
Cause I'm excited about that. It's kind of like when I mentioned like Zubily Zoo and James and Drew were like, what the fuck's that? Or Denver, the Last Dinosaur. You know,
yeah.
You gotta put them on sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, all my Richard Bay heads, hit me up. The Richard Bay Hive, get at me. You know?
Yeah.
Order this thing. What are we doing?
Yeah, where are we at here? We're going all over the place. I was trying to find the name of Richard Stack's.
It's like a Thanksgiving episode.
The show, which I can't seem to find it.
Dude, the Richard Bay show. Just look that up on YouTube.
But before we do that, I'd like to hear the Mantel Teo voice. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Here,
yeah.
I got it pulled up.
Okay.
Oh, media provider request failed.
Well.
Never mind. Cancel that.
What's it trying to do? Run Real Player?
It's it must be us.
That's the best fucking joke we've ever had on here. Those that know about Real Player. Oh my god! What a
dude! Remember how like when you like
shit?
There was that time where it's like every computer played a like. You had to have, like, it was a different audio file for every fucking thing. God, that shit was annoying.
Oh, my God. Dude, Real fucking Player just pops up. And then you gotta expand that shit.
The
Richard Stack show is called Nightstand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nightstand. Timothy Stack.
That's Timothy Stack, yeah.
Yeah, check out Richard Bay, though.
Yeah, see, I'm mixing Richard things Bay. Up. We're going so far that I'm mixing things up.
I embarrass more girls on TV than Richard Bay, Skilo.
All right, and go to JabroniU.com. Find all the great shows on the JabroniU Network. such as Why Do We Ever Meet, New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Flow and Tell, Locals After Hours, Ceramic Cat, Biff Radio, and much, much more. And you can follow us at @thedraftpod_official on Instagram. And follow my side project, the PWTcast. And in fact, if you want to know my preference between Pepsi or Coke, or if you just want some life advice, go over there and send them a DM at PWTcast on Instagram, because we're having a Drew and A episode coming up where I'll answer all the tough questions.
Oh man, I got a few questions I need to write in.
Yeah, I got a few too.
Yeah, do it. Send it. Don't send it to me. Send it to either at PWTcast or at @CM_Scrump.
It was like
Chad Michael Scrump.
Is that like a Gmail account, or am I like just like a DM? Am I DMing?
Yeah. DM. All right, I think there's like a PWTcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
I mean,
give that a try. If it comes back, then yeah, go to the DMs.
Yeah, it's either Berto or Bertha. I don't know.
Yeah.
#DrewAndA.
#DrewAndA.
All right.
What do we got? What's the out at?
The order is Drew has first pick, Andy second, James third.
The classic Drew's anal juice.
All-time classic.
Yeah. All-time classic.
Yeah, you guys remember it.
That's so weird because, like, literally within the last hour, I've heard a fucking anal juice. Like, this is twice within the last hour I've heard something referred to as, like juice in an anus. So, yeah. I won't say the other one because it's super inappropriate, so.
All right.
Like,
you're on the clock then.
Oh, all right. Man.
So, why don't you give us your first smell?
My first smell is, speaking of which,
Drew's anal juice.
I'm going to go with the smell, and this is the the candle I like to light every December, because I'm not bougie enough to get a real tree, so I like to make my house smell like there's a real tree, though. So give me a Christmas tree smell.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Yeah, that's the can.
You mean like
I always get a candle and kind of light it by it. That way, like, you know, at least like, ooh.
Are you like a Douglas
tree?
Are you a Douglas fir guy?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't have like a tree preference?
No. Like I said, I buy fake.
What about when you did? When you did buy real?
I've never bought real.
Never in your whole life?
I think there was a time or two my parents had one. For the most part, no, we just had a fake tree.
But still, like, you know when you sniff a balsam fir.
Yeah. Versus a Douglas fir.
Sure.
Versus a... let's say a Colorado blue spruce. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're talking, dude, you got fancy with it. You didn't just say spruce.
I know. Straight up from Colorado.
This shit is like when people talk about fish and I'm like, it's a fish.
What?
And they're like,
come on,
when
man.
When people show me a picture of a fish and they're like, man, look at this fucking blue gill, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's a fish. Every fish looks alike to me.
What about taste alike?
Huh?
Like trout and grouper, totally different.
Oh, no, they taste different, but from the outside?
Yeah, they all taste like trees, but they do taste different.
Yeah, and you think they all look the same, too, though?
Like all fish look the same.
I showed you a picture.
Oh, dude, what are you, a fishist?
Yeah, yeah, what the fuck, yeah. Man? You're a treeist and a fishist?
You know them fish...
Yo,
we can't have this kind of typism on our fucking show. All right,
they're called underwater swimmers. Okay, get it right, buddy.
Next thing you know, he's gonna be
maybe
like,
maybe blank me out when I say this, James. Fish, you beat that out.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Next thing you know, he's gonna be like those fishes. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
Does fishes want from a dude?
These fishes think they have it so bad.
Oh, man.
All right, Andy.
Got to be handy with the steel.
You know what I mean? Earn your keep.
Yeah. You know I got to go back to this. Look, I've taken it in anything that's about a smelling draft or mm-hmm. random things. It's the best thing on earth. I'm talking about that vanilla smell.
Vanilla.
Ooh. Ooh. There's different iterations, but that vanilla smell. And what's great about it is it's one of the things that's readily available at a lot of people's houses. And I like that. Like, mm-hmm. instead of, like, if all houses, like, spray their home with new car smell. Like, that's not what I want to walk into all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, anybody can have vanilla. It's so accessible. So, like, it doesn't matter the shitty situation.
Do you vanilla?
Get that vanilla and it makes you better.
Do you vanilla all year, though, or do you just vanilla at Christmas?
Dude, I vanilla all fucking year.
All year? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody does, though, so I think it is a Christmas scent, but,
yeah,
you know, I like...
I do, but, like, it is very much a Christmas scent in terms of... That's when everybody turns up on Nilla.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a basketball mm-hmm. fan 24/7, 365, but there's a lot of people that are just fans in June.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
And fans do need to be in June because June's one of the hottest months.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need fans in June.
Yep.
We need fans in general, you know?
We need to turn on those fans.
At the draft.underscore official.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we need fans. Tell your friends. Tell your friends about this great show.
Yeah, like, play back that sweet rap for them. Yeah. Slow it down to 0.25 speed when Hank comes on.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
Or, you know what? Hold up real quick.
Yeah, check out this great show. Why does this guy tell me he wants to smell my dick immediately?
In 5 seconds, slow it down to like a 0.25 speed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Hey, it's Hank. Take me to the house. Oh, want to suck your dick? Let me smell it. How does it sound?
You know, he is into smells, so it does make sense that Hank would show up at the...
You know who I'd love to hear at a, like, half speed or whatever? Is Gore.
Oh, dude. At a medium pace? Give me that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude.
Gore has a...
He showed up. It's a Christmas party. Everybody's showing up.
Oh, I talked to Gore. Both Gore and I have a sore throat, probably from, like,
kissing. I was just
going to
say,
probably
maybe we'll have kissing. A celebrity.
Probably from kissing, but.
Probably from kissing, yeah.
Most likely. I mean, of course I'm going to kiss Gore. He's just so sweet. I'll kiss mm-hmm. you too, James, any day. See?
Oh, man.
Yeah. You too, guys. I love you. Hello.
Where do you want to kiss me?
Only on the lips, Andy. You're gross.
Which one?
But also, you're so sweet.
Between the back hips?
If you present it, I'll kiss it. All right, Gore.
Clip it.
Gore, get out of here, all right? Yeah, all right. Gore left, yeah.
That's put that shit up to 3. Oh, man.
Oh, shit, I guess it's back to me. It's over to me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do, like, I feel like Andy took this in the past for something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we did, like, winter or something or something. I don't know. Or maybe we just did smells in general. But I'm just going to do...
Smell ain't the only thing coming, Pilgrim.
I'm going to do the cold. Like the
damn, dude, that was going to be my next pick.
Yeah, like the smell of the cold. You know what I mean? You're outside.
Dude, man. Yeah.
You're just sucking in that fucking cold air, and it's crisp, and it's fucking refreshing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah.
And the beautiful part is you get to use all the senses because you can kind of taste it. And then you can blow it out and visualize it.
Yeah, dude. The cold is just a little bit of everything, all wrapped into one.
Me and,
especially when it's like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, like when it's like you know the northern shit where it's like it's literally like it's like your nose hairs kind of freeze up, like that's kind of that's some good
oh,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, just that crispness of the like that sea in your breath weather.
Yeah.
Dude, you go outside. Yeah. I used to do this with a buddy. It was better when I lived in Columbus though.
Uh-huh.
Go outside in your boxers. You just stand out there for about a minute. You get super cold. And then when you run into your bed under the covers, it feels that much better.
You used to do this with a buddy, huh?
Yeah, actually. C3, shout out. Yeah. When the weather got cold, we would just stand outside in our boxers, and then he had to his bedroom, I had to mine, and jump under the covers.
Well, I like how you added that detail about separate bedrooms. Sure.
Yeah.
That seemed a little bit inserted in the story here.
Look, man, I had no Cedric bedrooms.
But, you know? That sounds awesome, you know?
It's but yeah, the cold.
It was like it was like an old freezer like we used to do.
Like in the freezer?
No, you'd fucking, like, it'd be freezing, like, it'd be, like, snowing and shit outside, and then what you do is you roll down all four windows in the car, and then, like, yeah. whoever could put their window down or keep their window down the longest win.
That's kind of deceiving, though, because...
It was a motherfucker being in the back seat, though.
That's what I'm saying. You get it from two ways. The front seat, they're not really experiencing the full... You know, the whole thing.
But if all four windows are down, I mean, it is pretty fucking cold.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like that game.
All right, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm sucking on a cough drop. I just chewed the last bit of it. That's what that crunching sound is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was munching on some Grundage.
Yeah. Dude, man, that SNC.
I think now, this is tough because I feel like this commercial comes out around Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if this is necessarily a Christmas smell, but it just makes me feel like Christmas and winter and cold and
holiday.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going with like just a hot cup of coffee.
No, yeah.
Because like counts. That Folgers commercial where the
fucking
sun comes home, like, and everybody's fucking sleep, and he just fucking
and the little girl's like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's like, watch this shit. You know what I mean? It's like just people, just fucking warm. But... What? But yeah, I just like
heard him.
I like that idea of, and then everybody comes downstairs and they're like, "Oh my god, you're home!"
It makes it feel like family.
It's so warm and kind, and just that smell of coffee.
Yeah, it's the one thing I want to smell more than I want to taste.
Yeah, coffee definitely has like just straight black coffee smells incredible. Tastes like shit.
But it tastes like shit.
it's crazy.
It really is. The funny thing is, smells incredible, tastes like shit, will make you shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, coffee is one of those...
Which doesn't smell incredible.
Coffee is also one of those drinks that you can teach yourself to love. If you just drink it and power through, eventually you get to the point where you're like, damn, I fucking need it.
The first time I had coffee... It was a Friday night before a Saturday football game. I was in middle school. And we had stayed up super late. Mm-hmm. And they were all like, I think it was want to do some coffee. I was like, I'm not into it.
Want to do some coffee?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to get some of this caffeine?
So we all got some coffee, right? And I was like, I'm not drinking this. And I put 23 packets of sugar. And I know it was 23 because 23
Michael Jordan.
Has always been my favorite number. So I just started sugar. And then I tasted it and was like, this is good.
because you were drinking sugar.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking like
seventh grade or eighth grade. Crazy.
That's how he drinks his coffee.
No. You're back up, buddy. Yeah. But I will say, there's a plenty of sweeteners where you could just like dunk it in, and I guarantee you'd start loving coffee right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do fuck with the Frosty Cream Cold Brew.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's got the Frosty in it.
I don't know about cold brew during winter, but that's cool.
It is cool.
That was a double.
Well, I'm going to take some cookies fresh out the oven.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Anything specific or just like straight cookies?
We'll go chocolate chip.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because you get that melted chocolate and you get the smell of the cookie. So it's like the smell equivalent to the taste of peanut butter and chocolate.
Hell yeah.
Shit's deep.
This.
I do like
about it.
I do like it. It's that sweet, like, just that baked goods scent anyway is just fucking.
Yeah.
You walk into a bakery and that's like life changing. That's a life changing scent.
It really is.
You know?
And like, I just think like also when cookies are cooking and you can smell them right, it like, it's the best. It feels like the best part of smelling like and feeling home. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like in that moment, it's like very wholesome at the same time.
Oh, he cooking.
Yeah. I don't need no gas. Hands hot on fire. Ow.
I like it. I love a good chocolate chipped baked cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do?
What?
Get one before it goes in the oven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get one.
Like a dough?
Yeah. Put it in the oven. Get one out that's not cooked. It's just like, it's not even like fully, it's still forming.
Mm-hmm.
And then get one when it's like a full grown cookie.
Do you mash them all together or do you eat them separately?
I should mash them all together.
Dude, you should get two of the full done ones and then mash the other two in between. Like a sandwich.
Dude, that is insane.
Yeah.
Do you realize, like, you're like Bill Genius Spoon?
I'm telling you, coming up with sandwiches.
Bill Genius Spoon?
Yeah, like, full name William.
Yeah.
That's what Bill's short for. It's William.
That gave us no further information to understand what you meant, but yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we get it. I feel like you're going for like Bill Nye the Science Guy or something like that, but you went with,
you know,
Bill Genius Spoon.
Bill Genius Spoon. William yeah. Genius Spoon. William G. Spoon.
William G. Spoon.
That motherfucker's got a handlebar mustache and a monocle. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Drew your back.
Okay. I'm going to go with one to kind of feel like it's kind of a mixture of both of yours last two, in the sense of I'm going to go with hot chocolate.
Yeah. Hot
chocolate. Yeah.
That's like, legit. You know, like kind of the same thing where you get that, you know, it's that drink, but it's also like that smell of the chocolate in the air.
Oh, dude. Just,
so
have
good.
You had one of those chocolate balls that holds the marshmallows inside of them? You put it in like warm milk and you just kind of push it down and then it out pops the chocolate and the marshmallows and it's so fucking creamy.
Holy shit. Is this like a new thing?
It's like a hot cocoa bomb. I think that's what they call them.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
Whoa. And
it is. It was life changing.
Hot cocoa bombs. It really is a thing.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
Yeah.
He ain't lying. I ain't
no Matt Stafford.
Oh, dude, they're on Amazon. They have peppermint.
Neither is he.
Yeah, I know. He's not a liar anymore.
They got regular hot chocolate bomb, salted caramel hot chocolate bomb, a peppermint hot chocolate bomb, and a double chocolate hot chocolate bomb.
Dude. She got something called a Belgian chocolate bomb.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I got to find those now.
Fire.
Oh, Duncan has their own version of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Spicy hot chocolate bomb.
Ooh.
Give me that.
It's a little spicy.
Yeah.
Damn, a Dunkachino hot chocolate bomb? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Little kick in the pants. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want you to bust in my mouth. Yeah.
Oh, Frankfurt has
with
hot
flavor.
Chocolate.
To clarify it. Yeah.
To clarify
it. Dude, this is legit. I'm definitely going to put these on order. You can get them on Amazon Prime.
Dude, it's classy as fuck.
If yeah, I might like, order some too.
Someone come over or whatever. Like, would you like a hot cocoa bomb? And they're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I'll
this
be
one.
Right back.
Yeah.
Come out with oh, that's a panty dropper for sure.
Milk. Mm-hmm. You drop that ball in and say, push it down with your spoon and swirl it.
And you'll be dropping some balls later.
Yeah.
I wonder what the spicy hot chocolate bomb would be. Like, what would be spicy?
Hot, like a habanero chocolate?
I don't know.
Maybe good.
Oh, hold up. Let me cook for real. A habanero chocolate?
Yeah, why not?
Can you imagine that as a sauce?
Or even just a habanero, like, and then it's chocolate covered?
Yep. Oh, a chocolate covered habanero would be absolute fire. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Actually, kind of like, dude, a white chocolate covered habanero?
White chocolate. Check this out. White chocolate covered habanero. You dip it into like a warm fudge, right?
Oh.
And then you drizzle some vanilla
like
ice cream over top of it.
Good
come
lord.
On now.
Good
dude,
lord.
Come on now.
Fuck.
What are you talking about like Scrump. I ain't Chef the Curry?
Grump is losing his mind right now.
Oh, man. Ooh, I'm talking about some dessert esquetes.
That's right.
Those Dunkin' hot chocolate bombs are, they'll revive before Christmas, FYI. They're prime delivery, so.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Well, you know, you mentioned my next pick there, James.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to go with peppermint, whether it be in coffee or hot cocoa or just those, even a random ass curb stick, you know? I don't know, peppermint, man. Like, I'll, especially like a creamer or something like that. It is such a good, like, add-on flavor for the season.
You know what I call it?
Hmm.
Holiday pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Right? Yeah, because you're not really, like, fucking with it as much during the year. And you're like, why don't I eat peppermint more often?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you say. And then all of a sudden, peppermint ice cream pops off. And you're like, whoa, hold up now. You know?
I'm not even talk about it later. But, like, I just had this discussion because somebody asked me about a certain flavor of something. And I was like, it's just one of those things where it's once a year. Like that's what makes it night. Like, we could probably eat or drink this shit all year, but like, what, I mean, it makes it special that it only comes around once a year.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, I'm like, how come
it's like the McRib, you know?
Yeah, I was about to say it's the dessert McRib, and you took the word out of your mouth, you put it into your brain, and then you put it out of your mouth to hit my ears. It was a whole weird cycle.
I used to have a buddy that was like really heavy into essential oils, and one of the things that they would push is like a peppermint oil.
Yeah.
And there, was a, there was this thing that he would have me do with the peppermint oil. He would put it in my hands, and then I would rub it in my hands, and then you just put it against your nose and just breathe it in, and it's called a peppermint pickup. And it like
it opens you up.
It opens you up. It energizes you.
Yeah.
So
peppermint's legit, bro.
I actually wake up every morning to a shower with Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap. And I do that every day now. Like, it's an all-year deal. So I'm always pepperminted up.
Dude, you should do this. Do you think pepper on one side and a mint on top of it tastes just like peppermint?
Maybe.
We should try it.
Back, you know, dip that in chocolate, smother it with some ice cream, and then, you know.
No, but I'm just saying, do you think a pepper and a mint taste close to a peppermint?
I mean.
No.
I bet you it does.
I'm going to hot take. It doesn't.
How about somebody tries it? I don't know if I believe you.
How about you try it, Andy?
I will. And then I will. Whatever. I don't care.
So what kind of mint?
Let's go with like a nice.
You're talking like just like the green mint, like a spearmint.
You know the my favorite kind. It's the green can of the mints, the icebreaker. Yeah.
So like a peppermint.
Yeah. Spearmint.
Yeah. So yeah. So you put that on, like a, we'll go banana pepper. No. We gotta go hotter. We'll go with like a red pepper.
Red pepper. On the mint. Yeah.
Chili pepper.
I bite into the pepper. I get the mint at the same time. And then I'm like, huh, that tastes just like peppermint.
Yeah, it won't. Drew's right. All right, Andy, you're back.
And, you know, that's the other thing, too. Like, we can have peppermint all year, but I don't even fuck with it. I only care about it this time of year.
Same.
Like, any other time, I'm like, if I have, like, the choice, like, no, give me the spearmint. I don't want peppermint gum. I want spearmint gum.
You better. Yeah. You should check out that Dr. Bronner soap. That might change your life.
Oh, I actually use peppermint oil for my beard.
Oh, well, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
God, I want to put that on my lips or beard. The peppermint, not you, man.
You want to put my beard on your lips?
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Okay, you're already on the clock.
I'm doing a lot of like food kind of things happening here. But I don't care, man. I'm going to go cinnamon.
Okay.
Ooh, cinnamon.
Yeah. You get the like people will get the cinnamon sticks with a particular drink, and the cinnamon stick brings out the flavor and the smell. So that's like a dope thing to throw in there. And then like with some punches. You might take those cinnamon sticks and throw them in, and it just like changes the whole like aspect of the drink, man. Mm-hmm. But like the cinnamon smell, anybody that's got, I love when I go to a house and I'm like, I got to take a dump, and they just have those cinnamon sticks behind their toilet. You're like, okay, it doesn't matter what happens in here. This is a good host, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
I love cinnamon. Yeah. And I agree. It's definitely a wintery scent. Like spices, winter is all about spice. You know what I mean? Like spicing it up a little bit. And then the summer
winter
is all about
spice of life.
Yeah, summer's all about
like the fruity smells.
Yeah. The tropics and like,
Yeah. But winter is more about those like homely.
Yeah.
You know, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Winter does smell better.
I like it.
That's a good.
I want to smell it.
Dude, Hank got old and turned into a woman.
All right. We heard the whole thing this time. Here we go. Back to me. You know what? I'm glad it got back to me because, this is actually just one of my favorite things during cold weather in general, and that is just an open fire.
Damn.
You know? Oh, fuck, yeah.
like a fire pit, a fireplace, a fucking building fire, a fucking
man on fire.
Man, yeah, whatever.
It's a wash.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. As long as it's burning, I'm sniffing. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. That's, oh, boy. You don't want to say that to the club of herpes. Sir, can you get in? I'm going to need to see
hair fire.
You actually have herpes.
Yo, what up?
The herpes only club. HLC.
Yo, what up? What up, girl? You burning?
I said smelling.
No, sniffing.
Yeah. You burning, I'm sniffing.
Oh,
I'm only going to sniff it. You can't catch it from sniffing, right?
Dude, you know, it's kind of funny because it also goes with your favorite recreational. You burning, I'm sniffing.
Oh, yeah.
What's my favorite recreational?
Or medicinal.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been like free of that for about a month now, so that's why.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I didn't say you're.
Oh, that's why. That's why your ears touching. Are all fucked up.
That is probably true. That's because my.
I said if you're burning, I'm sniffing.
Finally, my nasal passages have mucus in them again.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well. What are you putting on that open fire?
Chestnuts.
Oh, that's your pick.
And they're roasting. No, that's not my pick.
You took it.
My pick was a fire.
No, yeah, but you said.
I'm still in the open fire pick, though.
You sure?
Yeah, like I haven't re-hit the thing yet.
Oh, you know what?
I'm still under my timer here.
See? You son of a gangster. I mean? Yeah.
All right, now I'm back.
Which brings us to what's open fire?
Like a
open fire?
Like a gun? Oh no.
Wait, a gun is your pick for holiday smells?
No.
I guess that's what your family's rocking in the cupboard.
I'm going to go with for my next pick, I'm going to go with let's say
so nervous right now.
I know. I don't even really know where to go now. I've got everything I need. I don't need any more smells.
No. Okay. I'm going to
go with here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with like
I just found a 16 pack I'm going to buy.
Oh yeah, the bombs. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a fresh baked ham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Christmas
especially
ham,
with a
dude.
Nice maple glaze on it.
Oh, my God. Because, like, Christmas is about ham. Thanksgiving is turkey. Don't make a fucking turkey at Christmas. We already had it once a year. Yeah. Now we want.
Don't really have to make it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But now we want a delicious ham.
Yeah.
You know? I want that
well, that's
ham
the thing
bone
is ham
broth.
Can infiltrate Thanksgiving. Turkey cannot infiltrate Christmas.
I agree, yeah.
No, get that shit out of here.
Yeah. Turkey's definitely a once a year. Like a big ass turkey. Like you can have turkey slices and shit. That's fine. But you're not going to eat fucking a turkey leg in the middle of fucking July. You know what I mean?
Also, what are you more likely to protect? A pig or a turkey?
Right.
A pig is so much fucking cuter.
Exactly.
Turkey's straight up asshole.
You could cuddle a pig. Turkey will peck your fucking eyes out.
Yeah, and they get them claws.
Yeah.
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 The turkey's that one chick you took home from the club that you mistakenly did because she tore your ass up.
Yeah.
That's a turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Gobble, gobble.
Get out of that turkey. Yeah. Go find you a pig.
You need some ham in your life.
Yeah. Dude, we'll call them turkey hawks. You know what I'm saying?
Say.
Unless Tony's got a new son.
Yeah, why didn't Tony Hawk name his son Turkey? Or Diddy. Or Diddy.
That's or Chicken.
Chicken Hawk.
Oh, man.
All right, Andy, you're back.
All right, I'm going to go a little different. It kind of combines Drew's first pick, James's third pick. And sometimes it'll combine James's third pick.
You can't just take a pick that combines everyone else's picks. Like, you gotta take
it. Talking about Mountain Air.
What was my first pick?
First of all, you live in Florida, not a mountain in
North
fucking
sight. I'm just saying, like, also going up to a cabin, right, and sniffing that mountain air.
Yeah, it sounds like it
feels very holiday.
Sounds like it'd be cold air that you're sniffing.
No, you just said cold. I'm saying mountain air. It doesn't have to be cold.
As
you're getting some of the tree smell.
It's got to have that gentle mountain mist mixed in with the cold air.
You're getting that tree smell. You're getting the smell of maybe an open fire that's just been kind of dying out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, when I go out in the
smell of,
when I go out in the cold air, there's not a tree in fucking sight. I'm just talking about a blank room with cold air in it.
No.
You know?
But I'm talking about that mountain air.
I think it kind of smells like,
I think it kind of smells
like an old man trying to turn like thread into gold or some shit. I think it is. That's what it smells like to me.
Yeah, it does sound like like you're talking about Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the guy's name.
Drew, are you Stiltskinning him? Are you giving him the old Stiltskin?
I mean, there's two fucking drafts left, so yes, I am.
Oh my god, he's been fucking Stiltskin.
Yes, I wanted it so bad. Yeah. Oh man.
It's so fucking funny that you just picked everyone else's pick, but you just put the word
mountain. I got it in the fourth round.
You put the word mountain in front of it?
But I got it in the fourth round!
Really, the pick shouldn't even exist. Like, we shouldn't even allow it.
Mountain Air.
Now it's
Sell that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking ball of cold air.
Just put in Google, Mountain Air for sale.
You know, it's that scent of granite.
Because I just placed this order for this bombs. Let me look up Mountain Air on Amazon.
It's that scent of cold granite and trees.
Dude, I bet there's the Mountain Air.
The first thing that popped up is a fucking sea turtle, or a plush sea turtle.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, no. I gotta... For some reason, it autofilled dog toy.
A Mountain Air dog toy?
Yeah.
Mountain Air scent. Let's see here. We got Mountain Scent.
There's deodorant by Mitchum's deodorant.
Mountain Spring. Right, there is. Fresh Mountain Air jewel candle.
That's what I'm saying, see?
Yeah. It's just that, Andy, Mountain Air consists of all of the smells we've picked into one.
Hell yeah.
No, that's not a hell yeah. That's not an original smell. It's like going up in a mountain and smelling all the stuff that we just specifically smelled on the ground.
Somebody's got peanut butter and chocolate on vanilla ice cream in front of you. Or just plain chocolate, you're choosing the one with all three flavors.
All right, Drew, you're up.
Okay. I need a visual. So some people might smell this and think maybe summer, but I'm thinking Christmas, and I'm going with coconut. Because my dear friend has made me coquito for the last like 4 years, and it is my favorite thing to drink during the holidays.
Oh, I want some. Oh, dude, you just fucking scrumped me.
Well, you're having it right now in front of us.
Dude. Yeah. It better not get stuck in your mustache, I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Fucking your fucking mustache.
Those little coconut pieces you just chew? Mmm.
I just don't want to see it in your mustache.
Hold on. Let's see if I can.
Well, this motherfucker better not put it in his mustache. Dude, and he got the joy of sucking the stuff. Yeah. I love a good suck juice out of my mustache.
Suck juice! I love a good mustache suck juice.
I love that suck juice in my mustache.
Man. Sometimes I like to pile a bunch of juice in my mustache and just suck juice it, you know?
You guys know.
I mean,
you guys know.
They call it the flavor saver for a reason, bro. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes if you got a meal that good, you just leave it there. And then when it goes out of your mouth, like in an hour, you're just like, nope. And you get it back. Mm. It's like deodorant for your mouth.
Yeah. It's like mountain air deodorant for your mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth and air.
I do like that trick. I want some of that right now, though, Drew. save me a little bit.
Well, that
save me a half a glass.
That Coquito's legit.
Oh, man.
Oh, he made me like a big handle of it, so because that was the bottle I gave him. So
you're talking about like that big ass handle of ranch that you're like, damn, that bitch looks good.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. That big Hidden Valley one?
The big Hidden Valley one, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
A handle of ranch.
Yeah. That no, it's like the Svedka vodka, like the big bottle though, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the one he made me. Shit.
Oh, who is it? What's up? What are you guys sipping on this week? Some
Zerp.
Some of that Sheedy or some of that Raven?
Raven.
What? Yeah, I had a Sheedy, but I'm not gonna fucking talk about that. But I do want to talk about a Raven.
Okay.
And it's the most ridiculous thing. Like, as I'm doing it, I'm just like, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is, why is this a thing? But me and my brothers over the weekend start playing this game for the PlayStation called Power Wash Simulator.
Oh my God.
Hold up now. Hold up.
Yeah. And we were talking about, I was like, you know, I think why this is so enjoyable. It's the same reason I like watching those rugs get cleaned. Like, you ever watch those videos where you like watch the rug get power washed?
Dude, I'm watching a power wash simulator right now on IGN.
Uh-huh.
It's so satisfying.
Yeah. And you can like co-op. So like,
you can like, work literally, on it like, together.
You can work on it together, yeah. Like we'll wash a house together or whatever. Yeah.
Don't they have like special levels that you can get, like the Back to the Future Twin Pines Mall and shit? I saw.
Yeah, they just added there. Yeah, there's like this Back to the Future add-on right now. Are you playing it, James?
No, but every time I get on my PlayStation, I do see your brother logged in, and he is always says he's playing Power Wash Simulator.
Always. Yeah, it's crazy because I
Power Wash Simulator.
You guys' houses are covered in dirt, and you're inside simulating power washing.
Oh my God! You know what though? It's a fucking good game. I'm watching it right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm really into this.
This is like this came out just after they did the mowing simulator. They had like the lawn or whatever simulator.
This is so much better though, because it's like a smooth spray. Like, that's always my favorite thing at like a car wash that you go into, and you have the big wand and go through all the cycles. When it gets to this part of it, that's my favorite part of the wash.
Yeah, and you can like, dude, it is like, especially like if you have like I love doing like the big surface areas where you just like go back and forth, and it's kind of like mowing. You just go back like one row and then the next row, dude, and like
it like doesn't give you the bullshit of mowing.
No, but you unlock, like, you know, you unlock different guns and different soaps and things like that, and you can get a long extension wand, and it's fucking amazing, dude.
I'm watching one right now where they're power washing a pool, and it's turning into a watermelon.
Oh, I wonder if that's a skate park. No, the skate park wasn't a watermelon.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a skate thing, because it looks like a hollowed out pool.
Yeah, it may be, but we because I didn't do the pool part, my brother did, so I don't really remember what the pool looked like. But we just cleaned a skate park, and that thing was pretty grimy. You know what I'm saying,
dude? That's pretty awesome, is what that is.
Yeah.
Damn, this is one of the best suggestions we've ever had.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna watch the best of on YouTube. I don't even need to play it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just Twitch. Just get that. That'll be the first thing I ever Twitch.
Dude, what if you and your bro just started the first like power wash simulator Twitch channel?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's how I get famous. That'd be crazy.
Just talk.
But dude, like, it's so much fun. I think people would be really into it.
No, you're right. Right. I think you should do it.
It's interesting. It's interesting to me.
Yeah.
These games.
It's great.
It is. I haven't tried the lawnmower one, but I assume it's pretty fun.
I tried
Lawnmower 3.0.
It's just called.
No, I have that. Well, no, I think I have the 4.0.
What if that was the game?
You're shaving pubes.
You were like a doctor of shaving pubes. I don't know what that would be called, but a bushnocologist.
Even the game is put out by Manscaped.
That would be so sick.
Yeah,
you're just like, it's just like with a, your
don't nick the dick. You know, like
yeah.
Dude, it would be great though for like girls first learning how to shave, right?
Yeah.
Because they could do it with like a Wii remote, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Like legs?
Definitely start people out with a Wii remote to simulate shaving before they stick a blade against their face, you know, because it's going to be exactly the same.
What's a better idea?
No, it should be one of those. Blade. Remember those PlayStation wands with the little ball on it? It should be one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's legit, because, like, you could do it, and, like, dudes could be learning how to shave their face for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I would accidentally nick the dick every time, just to, like, see the blood
spurt. And then, like, what if, like, you did, and they're like, fuck, and then just blood just starts
spewing. It's like a really realistic simulator.
It's like, but it's not, though. Like, as soon as you nick it, it turns into, like, a Mortal Kombat. Like, it's just, like, super arterial spray. Like, it's fucking insane.
Or, like, the wife that's, like, very robotic and has a dress and, you know, is bringing you cookies, like, 1950s style. Like, all of a sudden, she just turns around and says, "What the fuck? Someone grab a towel!"
What if it's like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but there's, like, a game where it's like a virtual claw machine, but you're actually playing a real claw machine in some warehouse somewhere, and whatever thing that you get, they like ship it to you. What if the virtual shaver, you're actually...
Wait, that's real?
Yeah, that's real. But what if the virtual shaver, you're actually shaving a real person somewhere in the world?
Dude.
Oh, my God.
somebody's walking around with a nick or a patch. Like,
dude, I'm choosing Idaho. I don't fucking care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
yeah, you're like, now Idaho.
South Dakota, like, you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, I got a sheet, or not a sheet, I got a raven. I got a non-sheety.
Hit us.
Have a raven.
I watched Die Hard for the first time in a while. And I came to the realization, and I posted this. You guys may have read it. I don't know. I put it on. It was my first thread.
Put it on Reddit?
I made my first thread.
Oh, your first thread.
Yeah, and I basically in my thread I said,
Dr.
Seuss.
Basically, Die Hard is a perfect movie. It's like the most, in my opinion, it's the most satisfying movie ever made. Because if you think about it, there is zero fluff in Die Hard. Not one thing that's said or done in the movie is something that doesn't have to do with the storyline of the movie. Everything is part of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end, the climax, and everything that you want done, everything that you want to happen, like with every single character, happens. Exactly. There's nothing that I would change. There's nothing that you would change. If you told me there's something that you would change, I would fucking tell you you're a liar.
I'd put a giant lizard in it.
No, we wouldn't do that.
I'd have Bruce Willis fighting a giant spider in the third act.
No, you wouldn't. There's nothing.
A sealed up ham sandwich in the drain.
I mean, I guess you could do that, but it wouldn't affect any outcome of the movie. And
yeah, but it would be like, that's my sandwich. You know?
I guess my point is that, like, it's just like a, I don't know, like, sometimes you're watching a movie and you get to a part where you're like, you realize you're watching a movie.
Gotcha.
But with Die Hard, there's no moment where, I mean, you know you're watching a movie, but there's no moment where you get taken out of it. There's no moment where it, like, starts to slow or something doesn't make sense or it just, it's all fucking amazing.
I feel like I've been bringing it up a lot on this particular episode, but they actually like Scrump and one of our patrons just reviewed Die Hard, and they talk about that same thing where it's like it jumps around to all these different people and storylines, like, and it just keeps you like you know it doesn't just stick to McClane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, McClane. Like, it'll go to, like, you know, and then it'll go to, like, Rickman, and then it'll go to the, you know, fucking Carl Winslow, and then it'll go to the other dude. It just keeps, like, it keeps you interested in there's four different storylines all going on, and it keeps you interested in that, like, the whole time. And there's not, like, the one guy said, he's like, you know, like, the phone test is a big thing. And he's like, I picked up my phone, like, maybe twice, like, he's like, it is that movie where you just keep watching it.
Yeah, I don't think I looked at my phone the entire movie. Like, I was so invested and I don't think I've watched Die Hard in a few years. So it was like, I remembered a lot of, you know, what happens, but like, I don't know. It just seems fresh. It's always fresh. It's like fucking, it's also interesting, like, seeing a dude get off a plane and just light a cigarette in a fucking airport and like it's crazy, but yeah. And also, like, the other thing about it is Bruce Willis is like estranged from his wife in this movie and he's just getting back to see her, and they have there's all these moments before he even sees his wife where he's like, the way his attitude is towards her, they like develop what his emotions are about his wife. Like, he's looking at hot chicks in the airport, he sees like hot chicks just in different places when he's talking to the limo driver on the way to Nakatomi Plaza, Like, yeah. It sets the tone of where he's at in his relationship as well. And then that gets resolved in the climax too. You know what I mean? And like all that stuff, just it's, I don't know, emotionally, physically, everything about the movie, it all works so well together and it's so perfectly written and portrayed that I don't know. I'm a diehard fan.
You're a diehead.
Yeah. You and Jake Peralta.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, I had something for my Raven, but it's changed because the Power Wash Simulator is my Raven.
Oh, yeah, that's your new thing.
Yeah, I might just watch these videos before bed and every time we podcast. I'm just going to have to the right of you guys a good Power Wash Simulator, and I'm just going to watch it.
It is kind of funny too.
Holy shit, like, I want to buy a power washer now.
Yeah, when you play, it's like fucking James Bond, like first person. So yeah. That's what I also think of is like you're just walking around like and you're changing tips, like.
Damn, and you're like, yeah. I'm cleaning the streets up.
That's right.
Because you are.
Are there any enemies like birds? Do the birds like attack you or anything, or like?
No.
Like wildlife scenarios or like
no. Is they're just pain in the asses.
It's like the manager doesn't come out of the mall and say, I didn't hire you to fucking power wash. What are you doing, your asshole? And then you have to spray him to get him away from you.
That'd be crazy.
And then you hand him an invoice for $1,047.
He's like, I'm not paying you just because you wanted to power wash. Oh, and then man. You spray him again.
I mean, I'll send it over in the group. Maybe I'll post it on Instagram, but we do write little messages in the dirt for each other, though.
Oh, like really?
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, what if there was like a bunch of like Proud Boys and they're out there like chanting a bunch of dumb shit and you walk up and like fucking break them up by just spraying the fuck out of them?
Dude, that would be amazing.
Get the fuck out of here, Proud Boys.
You have to break up a protest.
Dude, that's the most comfortable ass way to get blasted, though. Right? Like, you just get blasted with a power washer that's got some great pressure.
I guess it depends on what tip.
Yeah, that's right.
Know, you might get a.
Or even what kind of modification
that's true. You don't
I got
want
on
that
gun.
Like, driving rain.
Yeah.
I got that extension.
That you got
it. You don't want a piece of that extension. Yeah, man, bro.
Drew's putting on the extendos now? Oh, man.
Woo. Man, I got this one. It's like this fucking swivel one. It's crazy. You just because the other ones, it's like a straight shot, right? Well, this one, it's like, well, like or it'll fan out, but this one will actually like do this like real tight spin as you spray. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah,
dude, I'm watching the simulator, and I've been watching the same spray, and they hit the nozzle, and then it flipped. And it was the coldest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Like, so that's a funny thing. Like yesterday, I played with my brother and I was like, oh, dude, like my nozzle just flipped from like vertical to horizontal. He's like, yeah, dude. He's like, wait a minute. You've been doing this the whole time with only going one way? And I was like, yeah. He's like, how the fuck were you even doing it? I was like, dude. I guess I was just hitting it like 20 times.
You're just whacking off. You never waxed on.
Exactly.
Dude, what if you had like a bunch of bikini clad girls and you like help them wash cars? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh
my God. You combine Leisure Suit
I'll show her that
with
extension.
Power Wash Simulator?
Dude.
Huh? You mix in a little bit of those beach volleyball girls?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Power Wash Simulator, like there's levels that it can get to that it hasn't even fucking touched yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, when you hit the spring break level, you're not leaving.
No. You got to clean up a bunch of, you got to spray it down, like clear, like just pushing a bunch of beer cans into a pile and stuff.
Puke in the street.
Yeah.
I think we need to write.
Yeah, where's the Mardi Gras add-on?
We need to write some emails to Power Wash Simulator. And
that'd be fucking cool if they had one, though. That was like, Bourbon Street, and you just gotta fucking clean up a bunch of puke and beads.
And then you can stay until that night. You clean up a certain amount. You can stay through the night and use your sprayer at competitions.
Wet t-shirt contest. Oh, shit.
Man.
That's so Raven.
Oh, and I already sent it to Kevin, but if there's any other Niners fans, Dixon Flannel just dropped a fucking 49ers themed fucking red and gold flannel. It is fucking beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I might actually get it. Like, it's fucking cool looking.
Hell yeah. You're back up.
Oh, shit. Apple's cousin.
What?
No, Apple's cousin. Dixon? Cider?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Okay. So, this one's real specific, and I don't know. Have you guys ever had monkey bread?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was something I remember my mom would make that, like, around this time of year, like, for breakfast or whatever. Yeah, breakfast, that was the same. But, like, you know, it would be that morning wake-up thing, and, like, man, I love that shit. Just that cinnamon, and it's different than, like, a cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. But, like, that, oh, my God, that shit is so good.
I've had your mom's monkey bread before.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ate the shit out of me.
He's talking about that animal cheese. You know what I'm talking about? That animal money. That monkey bread.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love how Andy says this stuff and then he has to keep saying it until we finally get it, and then most of the time we still don't get it, he has to just say what it is. Oh, shit. It's like animal money. What's that? Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's that four-legged doe. You know?
That works. Oh my God. Nailed it. That's a mic drop. All right, where are we at? Me?
Back to you.
Yeah.
Drew, you just took
monkey bread.
Monkey bread, yeah. I'm gonna go with old people. Old people. It is a holiday smell because you might not spend as much time with them, but around the holiday times, there's more older people that are around in your life. Maybe you go to church, you smell a bunch of old people.
And he's like, I ain't fucking smelling grandma until Christmas. I ain't smelling her all year. But at Christmas, I'll smell her, okay? Just, it's family, but...
And, like, that's the most likely time that you do charity at an old people's home. And you want to get some holiday money, so you work a little extra at the retirement home kitchen and wash some dishes.
Have you ever done charity at an old people's home?
Yep.
Have you?
Yeah.
Man.
Why?
I have.
What'd you do? Like, what kind of charity did you do?
We handed out some presents, and... we sang like a Christmas carol.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what song you sang?
I don't remember.
Did the old people enjoy it?
Yeah, man. They really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
They were happy to see some like young people helping out and being nice, but you could smell them. I smelled so much.
Is this a good smell or a bad smell for Christmas?
It's just an old people smell.
But I'm asking, not like, I'm asking to you personally. Do you like it?
I mean, I think it's good. I think it's good.
Well, then if it's so good, then why don't you smell old people more often?
Yeah. Why don't you smell them like, and lick, then suck on their earlobes?
Oh, God. Oh, I regret ever saying that.
I almost want to stiltskin this.
You still have it?
I do.
double stiltskin is that.
I'm going to stiltskin him. I'm going to fucking stiltskin this. You have to keep old people. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm going to go with gingerbread.
So much better. I'd rather smell gingerbread 1,000 times out of 1,000.
I like how we all have a conversation and we all agree like we're gonna draft the best Christmas smells, and then Auntie just fucking drops old people out of the fucking blue. And he was so he was so confident about it. But oh shit. Fuck.
Yep.
But yeah, gingerbread.
Gingerbread.
Smells good.
All right. Let's go to my next one. You know, I'm going to go with this one. This one pairs well with Andy's cinnamon, not so much with his old people. But I'm going to go with apple.
Oh, man. Cinnamon to old people.
A crisp apple, apple pie, you know, like apple is very mm-hmm. prominent in the wintertime and in winter smells. So, yeah. Yes, and I love a good apple smell. A little cider, it's a little really hot good. Dixon cider, you know?
Yeah.
A little hot Dixon cider. Woo! that rapper can spit.
And the funny thing is, he just mentioned apple.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
And he drops old people.
I know.
What an idiot.
Well, all right, Andy, you're back.
What exactly do old people smell like, buddy?
They just have a smell to them. And, like, that's the smell that you get more around the holiday time than you do the rest of the year.
Yeah, I get
you
it.
You were always around old people when you were younger.
You know, Drew, the time when you're willing to stand next to old people during the holidays.
That one time a year that you actually want to be around an old person.
You can't tell me I'm lying. I mean, I ain't Calvin Johnson.
You're on the clock, Andy, by the way.
All right.
Still.
He's retired. Shit. Let me go prime rib.
There's nothing wrong with old people. It's just so funny.
Prime rib.
Yeah.
It's James, did you go? Oh, yeah, you went twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went twice. I went pretty quick because old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
We spent both of your time still talking about old people.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to talk
about which old one people. Was the wrong pick, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to be talking about old people the rest of the episode, truthfully. So.
You're not going to be bringing up gingerbread.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Cook a prime rib in an old people home.
When I read the teams out, it's just going to be old people 21 times.
21 old people. Prime rib, yeah, man. For me, it's like a holiday type thing. You go to a steakhouse. They got that prime rib during the holiday time frame. And you're eating good. I love a good prime rib. Never have it enough.
Yeah.
I like
that. Prime rib.
Get some nice au jus.
I like
it. Oh, yeah. Some horseradish.
Oh, dude, you are speaking my language. Suck on that one, Scrump.
Fuck, I want to
prime rib hot juice sauce with a little horseradish.
I want to go to fucking Texas Roadhouse right now.
Dude.
Find a little rib in its prime, you know?
Yeah. Little Adam. When he was like 22.
Yeah. The most prime rib.
I think that's where Deion Sanders got his name.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Drew your back.
On his ribs, he from got a tattoo a 20, that says prime.
From a 23-year-old Adam.
It's because he removed... It's because Deion removed his bottom two ribs so he could suck his own dick. I'm going to get the prime ribs right out of the way.
So this one, I'm not going with the original
Wait,
smell.
Wait, hold on. Does that mean that Adam could suck his own dick?
Yeah, but only on one side.
So, like, God used Adam's rib to build a woman, but Adam just got the ability to suck his own dick anyway.
Adam sat next to a tree with a low limb because it was only on one side, and he would just push. He would just push off to push himself closer to his dick.
It's no wonder that Eve was out there fucking eating the fucking apples like the forbidden fruit. Because Adam's over there sucking his own dick.
Right, she was trying to get that steak. Yeah,
she's trying to get the fuck out of there, because, like, you know, this ain't fun for me, God.
That's right. I gotta wear this stupid fucking thing, and I can't even get that thing inside me.
That's why she's looking for that snake and talking to that snake.
flick that tongue, snake. I don't know that you're poisonous yet.
Because Adam's
you look just as good as a human to me.
Shit. All right.
Yeah.
Drew your back.
And then, like, 60 million years later, or whatever it is, like,
if this you guy got comes along and he can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, here. I guess we're still breaking.
No, but here's the thing. If you got dropped in a jungle and your brain was kind of like wiped away and you developed it up, like, which animal, like, not knowing what a human looks like and you don't have mirrors. Which animal do you think that you would be the most attracted to?
What?
I'm just saying.
Don't have mirrors.
You don't know what you look like. You don't know, like, this human form, except for, like, what you can see like this. You can't see your face.
You know...
Another face would look like.
There's no correct answer to this because we all
like
live
looking at all the jungle animals, and you're like, "That's the one. That's going to be my mate. Like that's the one I'm into." Which animal?
So you?
I don't even.
You think if you've never seen your own face,
you've never
you would
seen
be
a
attracted
as far as you know.
So Drew, if you're Adam,
wait, no, you
and Eve doesn't exist yet. And you don't know what you look like.
What a human looks like, yeah.
And you don't know what you're supposed to be fucking. What animal do you think would be the one that you choose? It's not like God said, hey, just wait here and I'll get you a girl. It's God just okay, you exist. And then now he's like, well, where do I fuck?
Yeah. I'm getting sick of this oak tree.
I don't even want to answer the question. It's not.
For my pick, I'm going to go with one that's like, it's not the original smell, but it's the candle smell of the original smell.
Okay.
And I'm going with the sugar cookie candle.
Oh,
that's good.
Which I feel like smells better than, like, just warm cookie, like, you know, baked cookies. Because, like, it's a different thing, man. It's a different experience altogether.
Dude, somebody out there is like, well, obviously it's a zebra.
Yeah, he's going back to it. He's going back to it.
What's horrifying to me is that I have an animal in my head, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Just say it, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
You're amongst friends. We're family.
I'm not going to entertain this.
Just tell us which animal you want to sex.
No.
Yeah, come on.
The bell breaker's over. We're in Drew's pick now.
That lingers out there, and I'm not going to get to know what it is.
And why is it a sheep?
And how did the sheep get into the jungle?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, that sugar.
I'm definitely not going to be the first person to pick an animal. Definitely not going to be the first fucking person.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I think I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah. And nobody, if I guess it, will you say yes or no?
No. Maybe.
I'm going to say an ape.
No.
I'm going to say a giraffe.
No.
Oh,
and that's okay. the only guesses you get. You're done.
Who's closer?
Neither of you.
Who's closer? What does that even mean?
Like between a giraffe and an ape. Like what would you consider it to be a little more like?
I'm done. You got your questions. You're done.
Come on.
You guys are
just
done.
Answer that last question.
No.
It's something weird, like real fuck. Porcupine. I like those quills.
It's a porcupine because it's not as close to either side. So it's a porcupine.
No, it's not. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say what it is now. It's
just
done.
What is it close to?
You already had your guesses and you guessed wrong.
A giraffe
wrong.
Or an ape?
A meerkat.
Drew, you're back up.
Oh, fuck. I'm back
is
up.
Is it a mammal?
What?
Of course it's a mammal. I'm not a monster.
Okay. All right. No reptiles or insects.
All right, I took the coconut. And now I'm gonna go with eggnog.
Oh, damn!
I can't believe that thing's still out there. So
well, and that one goes great with
especially like
the cinnamon.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a big eggnogger, but I feel like I could be. But I don't know.
Yeah,
dude, I don't know why I'm not.
Spiked eggnog at a holiday party, a holiday soiree. Yeah. That's good stuff.
I've noticed with eggnog though, it's very like you can't go too much on the liquor. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you want it to be subtle.
Yeah, like it's exactly like it's got to be the right ratio because like oh man, I'm gonna get fucked up on this. You're like wait,
you put it with a nice bourbon with vanilla notes.
Oh dude, I like to use a spiced rum.
Okay.
Also, this is, yeah.
I was thinking Sailor like Blends, if you could get it.
Ooh, that would be good. Mm.
God, I want it now.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, even that like McDonald's eggnog shake, you know? Oh, yeah.
I think that's my favorite holiday shake.
Yeah.
I think even over the Shamrock. It's tough. That's tough.
That Shamrock is so good, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I don't know.
Do you see that Wendy's has a peppermint frosty right now?
Yeah.
What?
I haven't tried it yet, but the commercials are actually pretty funny.
You can put it in your frosty cream cold brew.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I haven't had that one.
Oh shit!
Or in my chocolate hot cocoa bomb.
You order it?
Yeah, I ordered the one that's a 16-pack.
Hell yeah.
Four different flavors. Milk chocolate, yeah. Dark chocolate, salted caramel, and peppermint. Four of each.
Oh, man.
So maybe we'll have some next week.
Oh. Dude, man, you just made my insides get up.
All right. Andy, what are you gonna pick now?
I'm gonna go with it's an awesome drink. Had it for the first time in the shy. And it's called A Duck Fart.
Oh my god! I wish
you guys know this.
I wish I had a second Stiltskin.
It's a layered shot, so like three layers. You see clearly, and it's Kahlua, Bailey's Irish Cream, and whiskey.
It's a called a duck fart.
Called a duck fart because that's what like a duck fart would look like. A wet duck poop or whatever.
I wonder if my bartender friends know what a duck fart shot is.
They should.
This is like
I saw one the other day that it was called Reindeer Cum, I think it was.
Oh yeah.
And it was Jägermeister. I want to say maybe a Kahlua. It was some sort of like lighter thing like that.
Yeah.
And then I think I want to say it was grenadine. I saved the video because I was like, ooh, that sounds actually kind of interesting. But yeah, reindeer cum.
Literally the YouTube video, I don't even want to click it because it just says reindeer cum shot exclamation point. And I don't know if it's the drink or if a reindeer is fucking blowing his load. You know what I mean?
I don't know where the chat is in this thing anymore. Did you look up duck fart yet?
I did, yeah.
There it is.
Here's a duck fart.
Duck fart always reminds me. So there was this movie.
I put it in the comments, Drew, in our thing so you could see it.
There it pops up.
There it is right there.
It's a beautiful little drink, isn't it? Yeah. But you can see why it would be duck fart.
Yeah, it's like the dark poop. It's like duck poop.
Have you guys ever watched the movie U-Turn with Sean Penn?
I don't know.
It's got a young Joaquin Phoenix, and I believe Billy Bob Thornton is the guy, but he says something about he's like, well, that ain't worth a duck's fart. That's just what that reminds me of when you say duck's fart. It's the only other time I've ever heard that phrase.
Yeah, at first I was like, what? And then the drink came out and I was like, oh my god, this smells amazing. And then I tasted it and it tastes just as amazing.
Or maybe it's wrong turn. I don't remember. It's something turn.
James.
I think it's actually an Oliver Stone movie.
I think it's U-Turn. I know. I can picture the cover.
Yeah, I can kind of picture
it. And I remember it like on the shelf at High Video, but I don't know if I've ever seen it.
It was really good.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sitting here looking online, and one of the questions that popped up when I put in Christmas smells is, what does Santa Claus smell like?
Uh-huh.
And the answer is suit and sweat and leather and boot polish and pine trees and velvet. Yeah, but I'm thinking Santa Claus probably smokes a pipe. And I'm going to go pipe smell.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like a corn cob pipe and a button nose, two eyes made out of fucking coal.
You're talking about one of them, Mr. Belvey.
Yeah. I bet you Santa's got a little pipe smell to him, you know?
Yeah.
And he's also got like the milk in his mustache too.
Yeah.
You know? And like cookie crumbs in his beard.
Ooh, dude, you can lick up and down and taste the whole experience.
Yeah. He probably smells a little bit like old people.
Yeah.
He is pretty ancient, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he smells of mountain air.
Yeah.
Andy's just describing Santa Claus with his list.
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty accurate.
That's pretty funny.
Santa's recently got into duck farts.
All right, I'm going into my...
Well, it's better than him recently getting into reindeer cum.
This is my honorable mentions now, and I'm going to go
Come on, Blitzen!
I'm going to take that Santa leather smell. I like the leather smell.
Leather daddy.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go with a little bit of rosemary.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, finally, let's go with a nice fruity smell, the only real, like, holiday fruit, and let's go cranberry.
Yeah. Mm. Thank God you didn't say fruitcake. That's the worst. Oh, that's an abomination of a dessert.
I fucking
hate it. Why is it such a holiday, like, treat for people? It's disgusting. It's the most vile piece of bakery item I've ever seen in my life.
Some people like that shit. All right, Andy, you're up. Honorables.
Give me buttered popcorn.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
That's way better than the ones on your list.
Yeah, you should add. Oh.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? I got double stilts. give me oranges and cloves.
Together?
Yeah, it's like oranges and there's cloves wrapped around it.
Okay.
And they burn them and shit.
Oranges and cloves, oranges and cloves.
Yeah, it's a drink or a song. I got mistaken with drink and song.
That happens from time to time.
Yeah.
Hey, can I hear that drink real quick?
Give me the last thing I'll go with is... shout out D'Angelo. Give me that brown sugar.
Brown sugar and cinnamon.
Oh. Yeah. And vanilla and chocolate chip.
You're making monkey bread.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Whoa.
All right, Drew.
Those together?
I don't know. Let's go with frankincense.
Not myrrh, huh? Just missed the cut.
Yeah. Speaking of the Bible, like that old book smell, like that you would get, like from going to like a church, and like that smell like of the old book, like
the hymn books.
Yeah.
The smell of the hymnal.
Yeah. I love the smell of an old book. Like it's the best.
Yeah.
So,
even just church smell in general is kind of.
We all love Jesus happily. Shit like that.
Yeah.
Is that a real hymn?
That's my favorite hymn. Ebony and Ivory. We all love Jesus. What was it?
In harmony?
Yeah.
In harmony?
I don't know.
Is it in harmony or and harmony? Like, we love Jesus and harmony.
Harmonizing. We love Jesus and harmonizing. We don't love rhyming.
Oh, man, but that is a crazy sound when, like, you're like, look, you have this book open, and all of a sudden you just hear the sounds of, like, that church singing around you.
Uh-huh.
You're like, what the fuck place am I in?
Dude, that is true, though.
Rhyme. James, I'll just go with, like a church smell, like the old building smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or, I guess not old building, but just the church smell.
Church smell, yeah. Let's not get into Andy's territory.
The smell of a church gym.
Yeah. You know what's funny about...
There was a church gym.
Hymns, they don't usually rhyme. Like, they're usually just really bad songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, they were written by white people hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mine was probably not accurate.
No, I think it was.
Ebony and ivory, they love Jesus with all their heart. Something like that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Fucking nailed that.
All right, well, shit, we did it. We got through it. Andy, what do you feel like ad dropping?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What would be what would be the point?
I'm gonna drop duck fart and I'm gonna pick up cranberry.
Oh.
Playing a game. Okay. That was a good one because we don't have any fruity smells necessarily, so that gets a fruity smell on the board outside of apple. which I was going to take, but I took old people.
Just mere seconds after dropping apple.
I had apple pie. Man.
All right. Well,
and bony and ivory.
Andy, are you looking at the list? Like, do you have it open?
I can see it.
Okay, because I have a sore throat, and I'd like you to go ahead and read it out if you don't mind.
For Drew's pick of holiday smells, pick number one, he's got pine. Shout out George Brett. Two, hot chocolate. Pick up them chocolate bombs. Peppermint, number three. Coconut, number four. Monkey bread, five. Sugar cookie candle, six. And eggnog, seven. For Andy's team of holiday smells, number one, vanilla. Two, chocolate chip cookies fresh out the pan. Three, cinnamon. Four, mountain air. Five, holy bub. Six, prime rib.
I can say that. Number five, old people.
Number seven, cranberry. For James's team of holiday smells, the cold, the coffee, open fire, a fresh ham, gingerbread, apple, and that pipe.
That pipe, son.
Yeah. Pipe.
Smelling that pipe.
That's like when Adam, he removed that rib so he could smell his pipe all day, baby.
No, you can't lay the pipe until you smell it.
I tell you. That's what my grandpa always said.
Yep. Gotta smell the pipe before you lay it.
Yeah.
It evolved to you got to lick it before you stick it. So somebody along the way was like, this doesn't feel like a good one. We changed this.
It was like a hymn, and then it turned into a rap, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does everybody remember that Andy? Andy, after getting still skinned by mountain air, he chose old people.
Mm-hmm. A double stilts.
About double stilts.
Dude, I got double stilts. Yeah. Jeez. Dude, I could walk around and be a creepy person at a fair.
Maybe that should be the scrumple still skin, is like when you get double stilts. Like the rare occasion.
You got double stilts.
Dude, I got double stilts the first year. That's not good.
Scrumple stilts.
Oh, you might have set a record. Three.
Dude, I got three of them against me.
Oh, do you really? You had the other one against you too?
Well, Scrump used his against me.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Right?
Yeah. And
then, Courtney.
I got.
Okay, yeah.
You stiltskinned me, Andy.
Yeah.
When I picked some sort of country
boy. With Garth Brooks.
Yeah, fucking Chris Gaines. I remember. I don't think I forgot about you, Chris.
I was okay with that. That didn't hurt me at all.
All good to me, too.
Yeah. It felt so good. I wanted to say, I love you, bitch.